us bow our heads for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for another privilege to be in your house. Thank you, dear Lord, for joining mercies for every one of us this morning to be here. We look up unto you for this Sunday school, that one more time you'll be gracious to us. Send your blessings. Refresh our hearts. Draw us closer unto you. Meet us at the point of our needs. Those still on their way coming, we pray you quick in their few steps. And at the end of this Sunday school, we have a recourse to give praise and glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Well, I want to use this Sunday school to finish up on the message, friendship. Then we proceed to something further. So, while we remain standing, let's read again from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 5 to 7. Then James 2, 23, Isaiah 41, 8. And St. John 15, 4. When we are done with reading Chronicles, you can have your seat. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel? And give us it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. You can be seated. James 2, 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and was called the friend of God. Isaiah 41, 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. St. John 15, verse 14. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever, I command you. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. I want to believe that we have learned some things in the course of this message, friendship. And that is the purpose of preaching, is for doctrines, for instruction, for correction, and for rebuke where necessary, for the perfection of God's children. And Yoruba has an adage that the person that falls inside a ditch, they said, it teach others lessons. If somebody fall inside the dish and the people coming behind also begin to fall inside the dish, then the Bible said, Jesus said, that it means that it is blind leading the blind. That's why all of them can fall inside the dish. But if the blind person is in front and the people behind can have their eyes open, when this one fall, those ones will take caution. Is that correct? And that is where we, when we hear God's word, it shows us maybe areas of mistakes that, oh, if I had known earlier, this I wouldn't have done it like this. This I wouldn't have done it like this. And then from that time forward, anything you need to do, then you now consider those things so that you don't make the same mistake over again. And people who have not reached that spot, who still have no type of situation before them, they can also think of it and then do the right thing so that they don't need to fall inside the same ditch. We spoke about Abraham and being the friend of God. The scripture said, he's God's friend, and God himself said, he's my friend. And in the course of that sermon, we brought out a fact, because we are speaking about friendship, that every human being, they are not empty. Everybody is inhabited by spirits. And we gave experiences from the prophet, especially from what we read from the waters of separation. And after that, we look at the case of Ahab and Jehoshaphat's friendship, which though both of them are Israelites, but because different spirits are living inside of them, Jehoshaphat being the righteous ought not to have anything to do with Ahab. Not because of hatred, not for malice or for whatsoever, but so that it does not get contaminated with the spirit that Ahab has. And we learn from the attempt he made. It was only God that spared his life. Is that correct? Then we also hear from the prophet who advised us to watch our associates. I will keep our company clean. Say, don't go into the pool room with the boy just because you think you can win him to Christ. Say, if you cannot win him to Christ in church or out in your house, where others are there to, even when we say in your house, if you are living single, as a boy, don't invite a single girl also to come and meet you at home. That already is an ungodly environment. Nothing good will come out of it. You can name it prayer meeting. You can name it Bible study. Those are tactics of the devil. See, people that are spiritual, when they hear your story, they know that you don't know anything. Amen. So if you can't win into Christ sitting in your car, he said you will never do it with the poor room. The prophet said, you are on the devil's ground. So every devil's ground is what we are trying to avoid. Amen. Yeah, we saw the alliance of the son of Ahab and Jehoshaphat, and also a brother that came to the prophet to ask a question that, does he know what is wrong with his boy who has been an honest boy? He said, but now, anything you see, just pick it. Brother Abraham told him immediately that the boy is having a thief as a friend. He said, that is the thing. And the prophet said that if my own child goes out with somebody and come back and I watch him, I will know the type of person he has been in. And we see girls, at least we have example of two of them here that we have read, who had friends with some people, and then those ones polluted him. They tricked him into drinking, tricked them into drinking, smoking, until one of them said that she has lived in the blackness of the darkness of hell, or whatsoever the way she put it. A terrible thing. We also saw the friendship between Jonadab, who is a nephew to David, with Amnon, who is the son of David. Both of them are cousins, which, you know, it's difficult for you to separate cousins, you know, from each other. No, they are family, isn't it? But yet, in this day that we are living in, you have to have your eyes open. No matter how family they are, sin is leprosy according to the message. Is that correct? In the Old Testament, when somebody catch leprosy, they used to separate the person. So if a cousin has caught leprosy, you have to separate this one that has not caught leprosy aside, lest he also catch leprosy. Are you following me? So we saw the outcome of their union together, the kind of teaching that Jonadab taught Amnon. It was a terrible of course, himself pay with his life 2 years after, because Absalom, the brother of Tamar, arranged for his death also. And I'm dropping some things. You also saw Dinah in the Old Testament, Genesis 34. How the Bible said that she went to go and visit the daughters of the land, and which she ought not to. The children of God doesn't have any business with the daughters of the land. We don't have business with unbelievers. do our business with the headings or whatsoever. We may be workmates that work together in the same office. We may be schoolmates that went to the same school together. According to the message, that one does not is not tantamount to you becoming intimate friends. As I stand here like this, I don't have a single unbeliever that I do visit. Visit for what? We can call us, greet ourselves. If maybe there's an important thing, we just see each other a few minutes, that ends it. Plenty of my times who went to school together. We have not set our eyes on each other for form of them for about 35 years. Some are in this about it. We don't have business together. The thing we are pursuing in this life is completely different. So the course we are chatting is different. And by this message, it looks as if our origin is different. And our destination also is different. So I don't care. Whatever. May the Lord be gracious to us. All right. Okay. There's just one major thing I still want to add. That's why I just want to mention a few things before I hit that. And we talk about Samuel in Shiloh. That is also possible that somebody who is determined, though he or she finds himself or herself in a type of an environment that is polluted, which will not be by your own making, but is circumstantial. It's a circumstance like Samuel finds himself in Shiloh. Not by his own desire, but it was in fulfillment of the vow of the mother. And the boys that were there were the way they are. But Samuel kept himself continually in the temple, and God had to deal with him while those other boys were doing their own. He refused to be influenced by their life. Summarily, this subject of friendship, we discovered that there are two major things in here. Your association with somebody and also the environment you keep yourself in. Those two major things determine what will come out of you. Don't tell me I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you are doing. It is only God that knows you more than you know yourself. You know, Peter one time was trying to prove to Jesus Christ that he knows what he's doing. But Jesus was telling him that this night before the cock crow, you will deny me thrice. I say, if that one is another person you have been talking about, but as for me, if not dead, we are going together. You know, see how close we are. Am I not the one that said that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God? Look at my profile now. I'm making all those explanations just for clarity's sake. Nevertheless, this same thing within few hours, Peter saw reality. It denied flight. Even swore to it. He has never been in the service of Jesus Christ before. This week that we ended, I saw or I heard of a situation. I was not there presently. Of course, part of the people there, they are seated here. Somebody who is supposed to be a message believer. So drunk. Until he was causing commotion. Where there is no commotion. Now, this message is so pure and holy. It's the only enemy that Satan has. Denomination doesn't bother him. That I say with the authority of God's word. Denomination does not remove one hair from the body of Satan. Even a statement was credited to Pope one time that he said the only problem he has is the spoken word of Jefferson. Enough fear in him, enough fear this one, enough fear those ones. It is only the spoken word of Jefferson, which is the voice of God in this last day. And Satan is moving around, as the scripture say, like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. Anybody that come out of it, when he grab that one, you will do what he did, cannot even do. Alright. The prophet told us that living in an environment of unbelief will certainly do you a lot of harm. That's from Jehovah, we are reading before. Then he made this other statement. He said, there is something about places that you are at. Conditions around you that makes up an environment. It helps you a lot. Amen. All right. Let me just go right ahead to what I really want to. We have spoken about making friendship with Jesus. How Jesus promised that if no one will walk with you, he said we will walk with you. And we have spoken about being in friendship with him before emergency. I think it was around there we ended the last time. And the prophet told us that Christians fellowship with Christians. We made reference to Howard, the junior brother of Brother Bra. Now, today, before the end of this Sunday school, we want to talk about Billy Paul, finally. One thing that made this message special is that the person that brought it didn't spare himself, and he didn't spare his family. A brother came to see me recently from another church. So I booked an appointment with him, and then we met here. So when we talked, we got to an area. He said, I had your sermon. I said, you had my sermon? I was looking. Because it's a long time he has been here. He's from another church. He said, I had your sermon. I said, where? He said, so person gave it to me, and I listened. He said, when I got to the point that I said that even my boy, he said, I know that this man is serious. If you spare yourself, you cover yourself, people will not take you serious. Now, Billy Paul, the prophet said, I'm reading from the message. Let me see now. The approach to God. It's only one Psalm, 1955. The approach to God, from paragraph 21. When Job was the oldest book in the Bible, and when Job and old man, just before that disaster happened to his home, he got kind of worried. He had a bunch of children, and they were worldly, going out, mingling with the things of the world. I want us to pay close attention for our good. And all of we parents know what a feeling that is when your children, your very heart, begins to mingle with the world. Get out among the unbelievers. I don't suppose Billy is present at the time. I think he's out, maybe talking to Brother Wood. But in our city, we do not have a Christian school. And there's a bunch of worldly children, girls and boys too. And when I thought of sending my boy to that school, knowing that everything that I drill into him, Unless he becomes really converted, really come to Christ, that is, all of his nature will be changed, he will be swept out from under my hands. As soon as he got with this worldly bunch, that will happen to anybody. Because the very nature in him, no matter being a good boy, having a minister father, a religious home, where we don't approve of any of the worldly things in our home, we try to live by the grace of God, like Christians ought to live. The influence set before him, I know if he was lost, he will certainly walk over a righteous home to be lost by. And I want him to have to walk over my life, and he will have to walk over the Bible, he will have to walk over the blood of Christ. Because I will certainly, by God's grace, present it in front of him. I'm talking to parents. But if his nature isn't changed, he will go right on just the same. And how I think of the day that Billy entered high school. And I thought, oh man, I know that he had been baptized, certainly. But I never made a full surrender, consecration to Christ. Knowing that the nature of a child yet was in him, how my heart yearned for him, and how I will pray, go out to my car and ride around and say, God, don't let my boy get wrapped up in that kind of a stuff out there. How that I said, God, I hope, I pray. His mother is dead, and I've been both daddy and mother to him. So please, don't let him get wrapped up out there and get in trouble.
Some way, will you just protect him? And if I had the time this afternoon, it would take hours to explain that how God has thrown red lights across Billy's path time after time. Yes, sir. Here not long ago, I was sitting in New Albany. The baby was getting her teeth filled. The little fellow at school hot at it. And then Billy had been out fishing. And coming and got a bad cold or something. And I was with some ministers. And we were sitting in New Albany. And the wife was up with the little girl. Getting her teeth worked on. And was sitting there, and something said, get out of the car and start walking. This time the prophet is talking 1955. Billy Paul was 20 years of age. And Brother Brown was referring to something about within a year to this time, when he was perhaps 19. Follow me. I thought, what was that? I got up and started walking down the street. And the Holy Spirit met me down there and said, turn home quickly. Billy is at the point of death. And I let him on his bicycle going fishing. That was when the prophet left home. He was riding his bicycle to go and fish. Well, he got down there, I think, and fell in the river. A fishing and got wet. And he got a bad cold hanging around the river. Instead of coming back home, he goes right over by Sam. That's their doctor. And asked him, that is my doctor friend. I said, Doc, give me a shot of penicillin. I got wet today. I don't want to get any bad cold. And the doctor gave him a shot of penicillin. And by the time he got home, his toes were that big around. The thing reacted negatively. My mother-in-law called him right quick. And he ran up there and called the specialist out of Louisville. Had the ambulance up there real quick. Took him to the hospital. Laid him in there. And gave him two shots of adrenaline over his heart. And his heart gone plumb on 10 over 20. Something like that. I rushed home real quick. The ministers with me said, How do you know Billy? I said, you watch and see. You're asking the prophet how you know what is going on. They never know much about the man. We enter into the gate, and there's my mother-in-law in the yard screaming to the top of her voice. I said, Billy is dying in the hospital. I just dumped them all out as quick as possible and got out to the hospital. A couple days before, I said, Billy, you are treading on dangerous ground. Get out of the company you are in. I said, the Lord Jesus showed me last night, just before I went to bed, while standing in the room there. After prayer, I see you not listening to what I was saying. But you jumped from a window, that's in the vision now, and I see you turning head up, his up like that, going over and over, going through a space. I say you must stop running with that kind of company. Well, he just kept on. What his father is saying doesn't mean much to him. This Baba has come with all this kind of vision. Okay? Then I rushed to the hospital out there. And here come my little doctor friend down the hall. Tears down the hall, said, Bill. I just believe I just almost killed your boy just a few minutes ago. He said, we got two specialists here. Said, we give him two shots of adrenaline right over his heart. And said, he's still laying there unconscious. Me, trying to be a father, as a minister of the gospel, straighten up, start walking slowly. I said, all right, Doc, you are my friend. You don't do best, you know how. He said, I don't know if he'll be allergic to it, Billy. I've given it to him before. He said, I don't know what happened. And was wringing his hands because we are bosom friends. He started down the aisle. I said, can I see him, Doc? He said, well, we got tubes in him. He said, go ahead. And I slipped in real easy and watched where he was. To pull the door down behind me, and there, Billy, his face just black as it could be. And his eyes set back. There was pumping respiration to him and goggling. And a tube through his nose and everything. His tongue out, his mouth way back, and his eyes set. Just as black as it could be. I thought, there he is. I knelt down. God, will you take my only boy? Will you take him, Lord, since I pack him on my heart? And I know, Lord, children, you understand. I pray that you will help him. Just as quiet as I could before God. And Almighty God, who is my judge, here before this sacred desk this afternoon, approaching him through Jesus, the Son of God, his own Son, who died to save man. And while I was in prayer, he had repeated that vision again. I seen his feet and earth flying around and around. And he was going down, turning like that in the vision. Which was a few nights before that he saw that one. But he saw it repeating now again. Now, there was now a surface of the vision now. A further part of the vision now that God now showed to him. And I see two hands reach out and catch him like that. And start bearing him back up like that. In a few moments, I look up. Billy looked and he said, Daddy, where am I? I said, everything is all right. Son, everything is all right. I went around there and Doug was standing there talking to the intern. I waited till he left. I put my hand around Doug. I said, it's all over, Doug. He said, do you think he's going to make it? I said, he has not made it. Christ, amen. Talk about an approach. Yes, Job, thinking maybe that he cheated my sin. Peradventure, he said, that they may sin. And I don't know about it. So he only had one way that he could make the approach, and that was under a burnt sacrifice. Now, we should not use our hand to do ourselves. I remember some years back, when Pastor was preaching, and he made a statement that if your child wants to go to school, let it be in a place where there is church. I don't care how the child is going. I don't want this year to waste. Look, you will have more to regret than year wasted. You will have more to regret than year wasted. It's better the fellow stay first before you just gamble with his spiritual life. And let me tell you too, that it's not every time that there is church that there is church. If to say that the people have confidence in God's word, and they will come and take godly counsel and follow it before taking our decisions, not just use your head to calculate, not just use your knowledge to calculate, not just use educational whatever, or any other thing, but come and take godly counsel. Some of the problems we enter into today will never be there. But in most cases, everybody plan their own thing and finish it. Then come and inform you that we are done doing it. What else? God bless you. We pray and long. Because you came with information. And we have taken note of the information. You did not come for cancer. If you have made up your mind on anything, never you come for cancer. Even if you pretend as if you are asking a cancer, and yet in your heart you have already made up your mind on what you will do. You are an hypocrite. And God knows the heart. The thing will never work out. I know when we talk certain ways, sometimes you think that maybe these people are proud. I'm standing behind the pulpit. There are so many people since I've been in this journey that have given godly cancer when I feel led to, including ministers. Everyone that does not follow you, will regret later. Up to this time, I'm telling you. Talk about how many pastors are giving cancer. When God sends somebody a job, Brabham says he keeps him. But when you think that you know more than the person, go ahead. Education is not everything. Education is a meat ticket. And you are not even sure of that meat ticket until this same God gives you a job. How many have their certificate for years and they never used it to work for one day? How many can somebody be a graduate and you are paying $40,000 per month? The money of what? Is it for accommodation or for dress or for transport or for eating? Which type of money is that one? But he's a graduate. He has gone to invite. Has he not gone? He has gone back. He's back. He's a graduate. They sign out. Use something to write on their chest. Some of those things sometimes, if you are a girl and boy is using something to write on your chest, I don't believe your testimony. When sometimes they enter into this ceremony, when we are coming this morning, we saw some set of hooligans. Boys and girls coming right from the road of this ghost knot. Looking at some of them, they have this sign out vest they won. With signatures. So one of my children said that they are coming from that hotel. I said that's where they came to sign out. You can imagine the rest. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. God is not mocked. Brother Abraham, with all that he did, his child was still going wrong. But he can testify and say that he will go over my prayers, over my life, over my cries, over my preaching, over everything. Job, who said that I have offered the sacrifice for them. This is when the parent is justified before God. And if the child goes wrong, he will pay for his own. Now, there are two things in this life. No matter what anybody does, wherever you go, God's predestination, something stands sure. Because some will come here at the dying bed. But you might suffer thoroughly in this life. That you will regret and weep, nobody will help you to weep. That is sure. But there are some people that when they take it to godly counsel, instruction, the word of God, and follow it, they enjoy this life before we go to eternity and enjoy. So it is two ways. May God be gracious to us. That is Brother Abraham with, you know, almost all his children inherited their life, including his wife. And they are in the message. When the wife did not greet people well, he come and blow it here in the front. Is that correct? Somebody greeted from that side. Brother Abraham asked. He didn't hear the wife that was walking. He said, Mida, that sister greet you. He said, yes. See, I reply. How did you reply? See, I smile. But I had. He said, I don't like that silly old green whatever. That will never take the place of how do you do? That is Brother Abraham talking about his wife to the entire world. You want near the man, you have to be right. Whether you are a friend or foe. Let me remind you of this. Everybody that had problems in the days of Brother Abraham and that wants solution, then it can now happen in secret. Most of the day that happens, you still come and blow it on the pulpit. Giving testimony. The discernment, when the people keep here on the line and they are coming. As they are coming like this one, the thing that is in your life, positive and negative, the whole world is hearing. Is that not? When you are standing and thousands of people are sitting down, it will tell you what you have done and they are looking at you. Is it that you want solution or you don't need it? That is also sometimes how this gospel is. Sometimes we want secrecy, but sometimes God does not work with those secrets. May the Lord be our help. Let's leave it there, shall we? Our dear Heavenly Father, so much has been said with this sermon friendship. Not to slight anybody, not to claim that one is more righteous than the other. But we are only calling ourselves to the provision you have made for us. We'll pray that you help us as parents to do our best. We'll ask that to be merciful to our children. Protect them from every evil. Shield them from the hands of the enemy. It's our desire that when we cross to the other side, both we and our offspring will all be there together. Let's be there, Father. We have come to your house today. May each one of us receive manifold grace from you. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.